Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Geekly Reveal. It's that show where we recap last week's pop culture business. I'm your boy, Dom, a.k.a. Brother Dom, all over the internet. And once again, I am joined by the Crispity Crunchity co-host. Would you like to tell people who you are?
Hi, all. It's I, Stephanie. And I am sore from moving, and I'm not even done moving yet.
That's the tea. That's the swag. That's the gem. That's the sickness. I think that I've covered what all cultures say about something being good, right?
Sure.
How you doing today, Steph? How's your day besides moving in tiredness?
Not too bad. I had a good work day. I cut out early to go to a seminar type thing, and it was interesting, and now I'm here.
Cool.
So how about you?
Tired. Just been tired. I've been so busy today, you know, did the work thing, came home, paid a bunch of bills, played some Overwatch, started just getting my life together a little bit. So a little bit of everything, yeah?
It works.
You have
a little bit of everything.
Yeah. Exactly. You have a nice weekend?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a nice relaxing weekend.
Good, good. Can't go wrong with that. You want to jump right into the poppity culture?
Yeah, let's do that.
Cool. So last week when we finished our recording, you sent me a link that pretty much happened that day. They got some info on the Hey Arnold Jungle movie. What's all this?
Yeah, this happened literally like as we were doing our like post-show breakdown. Like we had like wrapped up recording and I was scrolling through Facebook while we continued to shoot the shit and this was here. So, the Hey Arnold Jungle movie is the movie that the creators of Hey Arnold have wanted to make to wrap up the series since it was airing on TV. I honestly do not remember this, but apparently the series ended on a cliffhanger about Arnold's parents.
Kinda, yeah. I mean, if that's what they're saying, it is.
Yeah, so, who were as the lore goes in the show, they were lost in the jungle. And I feel like, if I cast my mind back, I feel like I never quite remembered whether, or believed whether that was, like, the real facts, or whether that was, like, a nice story Arnold told himself.
So, I think there was a combination of Arnold, like, having an Arnold fantasy kind of thing, his grandparents' stories, and the journal that they found somehow. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how they had a journal of where they were, so I'm not sure what the combination of in-universe facts was. But there was something about them being lost in the jungle, and he was there for a little bit, so I think what it was
and, like,
is,
it's not like his grandma hasn't been up to some weird stuff in her life, so.
Oh, for sure. I think what it was is we got the story about them while Arnold was still a baby, so all those jungle stories were true because there was a journal to go with it, but I think Grandpa and Grandma told him, like, they went back to do something else, and that's just where they've been since he was a wee little lad.
Yes. So, I guess the premise of this movie is solving the mystery of where Arnold's parents have been this whole time, and also putting a nice little football head-shaped bow on our childhoods.
Yes. And all the characters get little minor updates to look
they're
more...
They're going into sixth grade now, I think, right?
Yes, sixth grade in the fall, rather than the non-seasonal whatever it was. Like,
remember, they were in, I think, fourth or fifth grade in the show. Remember how old the sixth graders felt? Like, they were on some other level of maturity.
I mean, they were also bigger. Like, remember Wolfgang? He was clearly twice the size of Arnold, like, both, like, height and width. Like, that kid was as big as... He was bigger than Grandpa.
That kid had gone through puberty.
That kid went through multiple puberties. Which is to say nothing of that kid Torvald, who was just... I think actually was, like, a high schooler that shouldn't have been in fourth grade still, but that's different.
Yeah.
Wolfgang was just, like, a monster of a child who I have no idea why he was there. But... Yeah, so, you know, Arnold has a nice little different jacket. Gerald has a hoodie, and his hair is a little shorter, and Helga has, I think, longer sleeves or something? Or sleeves?
Longer, like, and she's got Chucks or something now, like, instead of Mary Jane's or something like that.
Yeah, they all got slightly better shoes, and I think Phoebe got the most updated look. Like, they changed her whole look over from being generic nerd kid to hipster nerd, which is a cool thing. So that's cool. Hopefully it'll be nice. I think, is it a TV movie, I believe?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a TV movie.
Okay. So, I mean, I'm excited to see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, I love Hey Arnold, like, quite dearly, but I also don't necessarily believe it would get any pull in a cinematic release. Unless it was, like, a special feature kind of thing, like they do with, like, the Dragon Ball movies or that kind of thing.
They should do that. Like, just make it an event to get money. I mean, still show it on TV, but, like...
Yeah, Fathom Events.
Yeah, just make it an event and people will go see it. I mean, I would. I'd go see it with a bunch of sweaty nerds. Because you know...
Breathe the air.
You know there would be con funk at a Hey Arnold screening, but...
Breathe yeah. the dank air.
Closure will be nice. Closure will totally be nice. Yes. Moving on. So they have a director for season 2 of Marvel's Luke Cage. And apparently it's going to be...
For the first episode.
For the first... Oh, it's just for, okay.
She's just doing the first episode.
And that'll be Lucy Liu, which...
Yes.
Cool.
Very excited about it. I love Lucy Liu. I'm behind on Elementary, but I think she's awesome. And I don't know if I've ever seen her or anything she's directed, but I feel like I trust her. And it's also, like, put women of color in charge of shows about people of color, like...
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know anything about Lucy Liu's directing chops. I assume she can do it. And if not, Everybody needs a chance. She's proven herself as a Hollywood star, so I think she can... I mean, she's probably had to... I think, yeah, she directed episodes of Elementary and Graceland, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least she's in those shows. But, you know, normally when you have a long-standing actor, they normally get to direct a few episodes.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, she was, the best part of Charlie's Angels, right? And multiple episodes of Futurama, or at least one predominant episode that she pretty much led. She can do it, and get more women of color in positions to do things.
Yes. And that's actually a good segue into the thing below the thing.
Yeah, I didn't...
I was going to jump there.
Yeah, I actually didn't set them up this way on purpose. It just turned out that way. I see some edits. Okay, so...
Real-time edits real-time. To our plan.
Yeah, so you probably know more about this than me, since it seems to be related to a literature thing.
Yeah, jumping off of Let Women of Color Direct Things, because it'll be awesome, The Wrinkle in Time trailer dropped last week, and it is so fucking lit. Holy shit.
Is it really? I don't know anything about this.
Well, did you watch the trailer at all?
No.
Well, the trailer itself, even if you don't know anything about it, is worth a watch. But it is story about a girl who's kind of an awkward, like, nerd, like, math and science nerd who has kind of an anger problem at school. Like, she's the oldest of, I think, 3 siblings, and she gets in fights a lot defending her little siblings from stuff because her dad is missing. Her dad's been missing for 5 years. And her dad and her mom, I believe, are both brilliant scientists. And her dad, it turns out, was, I think, captured by a... like, kind of like the darkness, which is kind of like the nothing in Neverending Story, but a little more ominous and sentient.
Sure.
And Ava DuVernay is directing, and her vision immediately upon being picked to direct this was to cast Meg Murray, whose race is not... I don't know if her race is actually stated in the Wrinkle in Time book or not, but... she wanted to tell the story with a black girl as Meg Murray, who's the main character, ended up making their family mixed race, or, like, interracial parents, with Chris Pine and Gugu Mbatha-Raw as her parents. Unfortunately, I am really into Hot Dad Chris Pine, and I feel like that's the wrong thing to take away from the trailer, because not only do we have...
You didn't say
a
that
black
was,
girl protagonist.
You didn't say that was the best part of the trailer. You just said, you just stated on the hotness of a person, and there's nothing wrong with that.
It's criminal. He's criminally good looking as Hot Dad Chris Pine.
Look, I'm just saying, we all saw Avengers, and there were so many things to take out of Avengers, but, like, who didn't leave saying, oh, remember Chris Evans' butt in every scene, and that scene where Black Widow was talking to Loki, where it did, like, the under-the-leg look. We all walked out of there The point was people were doing avenging, but it was booty time, so one could be forgiven for being like, oh, women of color, oh, Papa.
Yeah.
Like I think that could be forgiven.
But yeah, not only is the protagonist a black girl, but the three guardian angels that help her on her quest to save her dad on her interdimensional intergalactic journey. One of them is played by Reese Witherspoon, but the other two are played by Mindy Kaling and Oprah. So
that feels like a very good triumvirate of like, you can't really be
women of different races.
Yeah, if you're mad at this, like that says a lot about you more than it says anything about this. That's good. That's I feel like when you have Mindy Kaling and Oprah, I don't know if Reese Witherspoon is the person I would have had next to them.
Yeah, right.
But that's not a bad choice. I feel like they all have like similar auras, like visually.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much who they are, obviously, because Oprah's gosh darn Oprah.
I feel like that's kind of a... right. I feel like that's the only thing that really threw me out of the trailer is that people who are a little bit older than us probably saw Oprah in acting roles before she was Oprah, like she was in The Color Purple and stuff like that. Like, but to me, she's just Oprah now, and so it's like hard to be like, oh yeah, that's whichever Mrs. that is.
Oh,
it's Mrs.
Oprah.
Who? Mrs. Yeah, but no, it's Mrs. It's like that's Oprah.
Yeah, it's like oh, it's Oprah the actress. No, that's Oprah the person, like the aura.
Oprah the Wrinkle in Time character.
Well, I mean, that's what happens with celebrity, but, well, that's awesome. Yeah. The only thing I know about Wrinkle in Time is I saw, the show, this, YouTube channel, Wisecrack. They have a series called Thug Notes, which is, the merit of it could be argued, but it is really refreshing to see what's considered, like, high literature and high art kind of be explained to you by a black guy doing a thug persona, but still going over, like, the analysis and what these themes mean. And while there's a little bit of like, oh, I get it, because black people normally don't enjoy highbrow things, but I think there is something to be said about, you know, it could theoretically target a demographic that speaks that way and normally doesn't feel catered to with a more stuffy, uppity voice. So someone that could relate to them and still give them the themes obviously isn't going to help them pass any tests, but it will help people be a little bit more interested in these stories that's told in a very interesting way. So that's when I heard Wrinkle in Time movie was coming out and I was browsing YouTube. I said, oh, let me check this out. And it seems like a fun little story, so glad that it's coming.
Yeah, also the trailer used like a very like slowed down, intense... cover. Well, I don't even know if it was a cover. It might still be Annie Lennox, but like a very slowed down, like intense version of Sweet Dreams. Like the Sweet Dreams are made of this, and it was just so intense and like
that's awesome.
Yeah.
dope.
Yeah, so you should definitely check it out. I am gonna be, my butt's gonna be in that theater.
Okay, well,
I can't wait.
I'll try to get to it. I saw that you talking about that. This has nothing to do the same. I just saw a trailer for Atomic Blonde at one point. I don't know if I watched the trailer on my phone or something. But it used like I feel like it was like a remix of like Black Skinhead by Kanye West and something else. I don't know if this was a different trailer, but I'm like, this is a weird mashup remix and still has Kanye West cemented as like the king of being in trailers. Even if the song's content doesn't necessarily match, it feels like they wanted to use the song Power, but you can't have the line, no one man should have all that power, when it's a female protagonist and she isn't explicitly taking down a man. So they're like, well, what has the same type of drums? Black Skinhead. Like, well, that doesn't necessarily fit a whole lot better either, but it's still less inappropriate. I'm not sure. But that was it. Nice trailers. So yeah, I'll have to check out this trailer, and you just sent it to me. I'll have to check it out after we're done shitter chattering.
Yes, and so
that's all the good news.
That's it. Yeah,
there's still some.
The next news is like it's middling.
The next news, I guess, is just straight up news.
Yeah, it's like a news item. It's not like it's exciting. It's not as exciting as it could be. They're mixed, you know. So that they announced the new Doctor Who.
If you listen to our show, there's like no way you don't already know this, but
as a Doctor Who fan, one does not say the new Doctor Who, one says the new Doctor, because the Doctor Who is the joke and the Doctor is the character.
I mean, there'll be a new season of Doctor Who, so it's, you know, it's a new set of Doctor Who's starring the Doctor.
Exactly, yes. Jodie Whittaker, who has been in Broadchurch and notably in Attack the Block with John Boyega, also defending London from aliens in that case, has been tapped to be the 13th Doctor on Doctor Who.
Which is fairly cool.
It's pretty cool. I mean, like, after 12 times of an alien who could regenerate into any appearance of any gender, regenerating into a white man 12 times, finally a lady. But, of course, it's in the same vein as Wonder Woman and Star Wars and so many other things lately. It is a white woman, so there's still steps to be taken in terms of progressive representation on Doctor Who, especially because last season, which I have not watched yet, but I'm planning on it now, featured a black lesbian character as the companion, and she was a one-season companion, so she's not going to be on the show anymore. So
it's bittersweet, you know. It's
yeah,
it's one of those things that it's a step, but it's not like enough. Like, it's nowhere near enough. I saw there's like a ton of takes on it. You can look them all up. Someone posted a tweet or something that said it would have been more revolutionary to have like a black man that just doesn't have an English accent, and that seems peculiar to me, but it's it really is interesting to see that.
Well, I think if they had, I would have been really interested in seeing like an Indian doctor of any gender.
That would, I mean, I feel like that would have been pretty huge, especially
just considering like the colonialist past of Britain.
I mean, seeing like a non-black brown person right now would have been, considering the movements going on in Europe right now, I think would have been huge.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if it would have been like a Middle Eastern woman, like the shit show that would be going on right now? Like,
my God, right?
Like that would have stopped Game of Thrones from coming on. The internet would have been so mad. Like, they'd have been like,
HBO would be like, actually, we're gonna premiere next week.
We're gonna wait. But yeah, it's. I think it's just that it's the most of the black women that I follow that were tired. We're more tired with the, oh my God, we finally won, like, this is a real step for equality. It's like, it's like you've lifted your leg to go on the step. You haven't made the step, but you're not standing on the ground anymore, kind of thing. Because we've had, like, a lot of...
Yeah, I feel like
if you take Star race
Trek
out of
is
it,
the only... we've had a lot of female stuff, but I feel like Star Trek is the only thing, and now A Wrinkle in Time are the only things that have really... Put women of color in front, as opposed to
they're the only things that are changing things somewhat. Because I saw somebody who posted, and I think this is where the weird part is we are getting more women of color in things, just not as ubiquitous as the population would dictate. As in, someone showed, like, it was like a tweets give you four pictures. So I want to say it was A Wrinkle in Time, Star Trek, Hidden Figures, and something else. Like, women of color are directing more stuff too. This isn't me saying people not to keep criticizing. I'm just saying I feel like we're not as far as some people are saying, but we're further than other people are saying, which is a non-statement to even put out. But I don't know, I think it's a weird thing to juggle with, you know what I mean? Same with, like, for black men, you know, it's hard not to get that initial huge endorphin rush when you see someone who looks like you, like, cool, there's finally a black dude on screen, awesome. And then, like, you look around and you see, like, all your sisters, you're like, okay, it's not perfect, there's still a lot of room to go. And it's hard to say, it's hard to tell yourself, don't get excited about yourself being included, because there's still work to be done. So I think it's kind of the, we'll party for now, but it isn't even remotely close to the end. Like, pop the champagne, don't even drink it, just pop the bubble and keep moving.
Yeah, I feel like that was the only thing that was kind of frustrating about it, is there was such a quick whiplash from, like, oh, like, we're excited about the new Doctor, to, like, oh, but this is, like, we can't be excited about this at all because it's just only a step forward for white women. Like,
and I guess it's
And it's like, it was very much, not I don't want to say a learning moment for me, but like one of those like check your privilege Stephanie moments for me, because like, I understand, like, at the same time as that I'm excited, I also like completely understand why women of color are not as excited as me.
Yeah, that's I think that's fair. Like, that's what I got with Star Wars, because I was like, oh shit, it's Finn. I'm like, I guess it was a little worse with that, because I'm like, Lupita's in this movie, so that's fine. And it's like, no, she's an alien. I'm like, damn it! I just got to have a party. This was almost so great.
Well, for what it's worth, Lupita was excited to play, like, a motion capture character, because she had just come out of 13 Years a Slave and, like, playing such a, like, viscerally, like, every part of her body on the screen character.
So it's not so much that it was Lupita specifically. It's like, y'all couldn't have put like one woman of color like even in the background. Like, this looks,
yeah.
Again, in a vacuum, nothing was done wrong. But in the context, like, y'all, this like looks double bad. but I mean, we keep wanting to say we're getting there, but sometimes it just doesn't feel like we're making any progress, which is I mean, there was a point where, I mean, this is never the case, but it almost felt like there was a point when it's like, okay, women of color, let's get some men of color on there and some white women, and then it'll be your turn, which that's not what we should say, but it almost felt like there was a push, but then it just dropped completely, and it's like, we're all sitting here like, it's your turn now, but where's the opportunities?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, like, look at Marvel's lineup for the next, like, 5 years. You've got Black Panther and Captain Marvel, and that's it. Captain Marvel isn't until 2020 or something. So, like, if that's not, like, if white women don't even get a movie until 2020, like,
well, I mean, South Park made the joke that it, like, took Marvel, what, 10 years to get, like, a black-led hero? And then, I mean, it's still odd. I mean, it's kind of funny if you don't like Black Widow. It's taken so long for us to get a female-led movie, and it's not about her. Like, that's a funny thing to me, just because it's like Black Widow and Hawkeye can't catch a break.
Yeah.
Even though their movies would probably be, as much as I like the joke, a Black Widow Hawkeye movie, like starring Black Widow, because Hawkeye is kind of a douche. But a buddy cop movie with them would be cool. I don't know. There's not even any women of color, like, in the MCU, really. Maybe if they can, like, try to finagle Storm back.
Counting Spider-Man Homecoming, like...
Yeah, more women of color spoke in Spider-Man Homecoming than the entire MCU.
Than in the rest of the MCU, yeah. like, that was why this twist in Spider-Man Homecoming, spoiler alert, was so shocking, because we haven't even had black people in the MCU, like, let alone black women married to white men.
Yeah.
Like...
Are we gonna leave that in? You said spoiler alert.
I said spoiler alert. They can skip ahead. It's a 15-second skip.
It's been a while. It's been a whole week and a half.
And I didn't say which black man was married or white man was married to a black woman.
That's true. I mean, potentially many. I mean, if the cast is anything to go by, I'm sure quite a lot of people have mixed race families in that story.
Yeah.
I mean, I think everyone would know it. Anybody who's considered a love interest for Peter is not a white woman, which is... Okay,
yeah.
Okay, Peter Holland. But yeah, I just think we have... It's weird to know. Like, we have room to go, and...
Yeah, we have so much room to go.
I mean, that said, you still ain't catching me watching Doctor Who. Like, if there was a...